strange but true, for such a one was never known, as I will now declare to you. There was two maids in London city, one was wanton, t'other witty. Sue and Sarah were their names. It doth appear they married were, and Sarah tasted Cupid's flames. A gentleman that lived nigh had a mighty mind to try and this Susan did engage that she would go and court her so that she her passion might assuage. Disguised when she and fell to wooing Sarah, she would needs be doing. So she quickly gave consent. They soon agreed to match with speed, but now poor Sarah doth lament. Susan strangely was disguised, Sarah's heart was soon surprised, so that she did condescend. She ne'er denied to be a bride, but her young lover did commend. While her joys were thus compilated, Sarah was extremely cheated, which did make her vitals fail. To bed they went with joint consent, and she found a cat without a tail. Now is Sarah much concerned, but by this sum which she learned, though she for it paid full dear, for from her eyes with fresh supplies down trickles many a brackish tear. Sarah thought love her befriended, told, but mark what this attended, and 'twill make you much admire that Susan she so arch should be to set poor Sarah's heart on fire. With sword and wig was Susan dressed. Sarah thought that she was blessed with a gallant none more fair, but pity 'twas a wanton lass should be so much mistaken there. Now is Sarah discontented, her misfortune much lamented. Maidens then pray have a care, lest Susan comes with sugar plums to bring poor damsels into a snare. Quoth Sarah, sorrow, why would you abuse one whom you love? Deceitful Susan, why would you me thus betray? Oh, then quoth she, 'twas jollity that made me thus the antic play. Let no one know how you miscarried, how mistaken when you married, for 'twill make the world to laugh. You walked your round and then you found a constable without a staff. Wonder not why this I write you to be merry. I invite you, and to none I harm do think. Let Sarah grieve, Sue did deceive, which made poor Sarah's heart to sink. To all maids let this be a warning, all are wise that still are learning. Beauty is a mere decoy, then have a care lest Cupid's snare do make you curse the blinking boy.